In this bulletin, a public hearing underway in Washington into last year's Capitol riot, long airport queues and missed flights, and another football award for Sam Kerr. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. A committee investigating the attack on the United States Capitol has opened its first public hearing. Hearing from the first police officer pummeled in the mob riot on January 6 last year. The committee vice chair, Liz Cheney, has accused Donald Trump of inciting the attacks by lying to his supporters about the legitimacy of Joe Biden's election. Committee chairman, civil rights leader Benny Thompson, has set the tone for the hearing on the attack with his opening remarks, describing it as essential to get to the truth of what happened and why.
We need to show that we are worthy of the gifts that are the birthright of every American. That begins here, and it begins now, with a true accounting of what happened and what led to the attack on our Constitution and our democracy. In this moment, when the dangers of our Constitution and our democracy loom large, nothing could be more important.
Two British men and a Moroccan national captured while fighting for Ukraine have been sentenced to death by pro-Russia officials. A court which is not internationally recognised in Russian-controlled East Ukraine has convicted the three men of terrorism. Both Britons were serving in the Ukrainian Marines and are protected by the Geneva Convention, but the court has convicted them on a charge of being a mercenary. The ruling has been condemned by top British officials, with Conservative MP Robert Jenrick demanding Vladimir Putin put an end to the ordeal.
If Vladimir Putin wanted to end this saga, he could do tomorrow. These are his associates, his protégés. He could step in and tackle this, which is why I think we need to deliver a very clear message to the Russian ambassador that we expect Russia to support our British citizens and ensure that they're treated in accordance with international law.
Tens of thousands of Australians are setting off for the long weekend, and there's been chaos at Sydney and Melbourne airports. Travellers have complained of long queues and missed flights. Passengers are being warned to plan ahead and arrive early. An asylum seeker boat from Sri Lanka has reportedly been intercepted off the Australian coast, carrying 15 men. It's the second vessel to arrive in Australia over the last month. The Australian newspaper reports the men were brought ashore at Christmas Island and flown on a government-chartered flight back to Colombo, known as a turnaround. The government says the boat turn-back policies haven't changed and maintains they will continue to deter people smugglers. But opposition leader and former Defence Minister Peter Dutton has told Nine News the government has been sending mixed messages on its immigration policy.
I hope that they don't change what we had in place, because we had got all of the children out of detention that Labor put in. We'd stop the boats, we'd stop the drownings at sea, and I just don't want to see it restart. But the people smugglers know that the same people are now in government who made terrible decisions before, and that's what they're preying on.
Three people are dead and three injured after a shooting in a manufacturing plant in the United States. The shooter fled the scene in Smithburg, Maryland, but was tracked down by a police officer. Sergeant Carly Hose says the shooter and two others have been taken to hospital.
The suspect fled the scene prior to law enforcement's arrival. The description was quickly released to the additional responding units, and the vehicle was encountered by a Maryland State Police trooper. Gunshots were exchanged between the suspect and the trooper. Both were injured and transported for medical treatment.
In sport, Sam Kerr has been honoured for her remarkable season with another major football award, voted by her fellow English professionals as Women's Player of the Year. The 26-year-old says she's honoured to receive the recognition from the Professional Footballers Association.
Yeah, it's a massive honour. I think whenever you're voted by your peers, I think that's the highest honour as a player. So, it's an amazing feeling.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.